Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hawk Talk today. My name is Joel Janikowski, and I'm sitting here with Principal and Superintendent Darren Siemens. And today we're going to do another review of a school board meeting for March 15th, 2023. And we're going to kind of go over some of the meeting minutes and some of the things that have been talked about at the previous meeting on Wednesday. So to kind of skim over some things, you know, you guys called the meeting to order. You did the pledge. You did a confirmation of agenda. You did approval of minutes for February 15th, and then you did a consideration of bills, which was the March school board bill and the February manual checks. Any notable pieces of information from those two?
Nope, nothing there. Nothing there, Joel. Just the usual. So.
Okie doke. And then I'm assuming same with the financial reports as we've heard in previous months. February financial report, activity reports, you know, no notable notes.
Yep.
Miscellaneous business. So RACTC report from Rhonda Schauer. So what's the information on that one?
Okay. So RACTC, that's a consortium that we're members of. Off the top of my head, there's about 12, 13 schools that are part of the RACTC. Throughout the state in North Dakota, there's like four other, counting RACTC, there's about four different consortiums. And they offer classes via distance traditionally. But we're starting to see where there's some opportunities of some hands-on learning that can take place, maybe once a week. There are also some career centers out there that these consortiums have worked with to provide classes at those centers, the closest one being Dickinson right now. So Mrs. Schauer came in and presented on the offerings that RACTC has. Traditionally here at Hettinger, because we have a lot of CTE programs, what we do bring in on that consortium are the health careers related type classes, because otherwise we offer on campus classes with teachers that are under contract for us. So it was a nice presentation. They have a lot of things that they're trying to do to provide assistance to schools throughout our area. And we thank the efforts that RACTC is doing.
Okay. Awesome. And then next thing on the list, which was the superintendent and secondary principal report. Any notable pieces of information there?
You bet. Some of the things that I talked about, we got the Science Olympiad. They made it to state this year, the Team B. There's B division, C division. Our C division was just barely on the bubble. So they worked hard, and hopefully if they continue to work hard next year, they'll be able to make it at that B division. But our B team qualified for state Science O. That'll take place up in Fargo. So hats off to Miss Block. She's really got that rocking and rolling and bringing back. You know, years ago with Mrs. Howe, it was like Hettinger went all the time, baby. And now we're doing it again. So congratulations to those kids and congratulations to Miss Block there. Otherwise, a lot of the things that I talked about, you know, we got our beautiful air purifiers, and I want to thank the North Dakota Southwest Health Unit for that. We got over 50 different air purifiers with 3 years worth of filters. So we have those things rocking and rolling. We got those delivered about a week and a half ago. Mr. Sully Merwin, it was nice to see Sully's face again, a alum of Hettinger High School. So we got those into the building, and the janitorial staff did a great job of getting those out to the classrooms. One that most people will probably notice is going to be the one up in the big gym.
Yeah.
And it's quite large. It's quite large. But, you know, hopefully there'll be a little less hacking and coughing in the building, right?
Absolutely.
That's so cool. Other than that, we did hire some pool positions for our chemical and our pool manager. So we're going to continue to move forward now with the pool planning. As you know, being on campus, there's water in the pool, baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's water in the pool. We still have work to do around the outsides and in the classroom and in the office area. But the pool itself is holding water, and she's finished. So we'll get some photos out on that and go forward there. NDSA testing, we're going to be starting that in April. That's our state assessments. We're doing some different things with that, trying to get the kids as excited about that test. If you take it third through eighth grade, and then you take it again as a sophomore. So anyone that's been in public education, you know, back in my days, that was a bubble dot test, mm-hmm. you know, and by the time you're an eighth grader, it's like, I've been taking this test for a long time. You know, so how do you get the buy-in? How do you keep them motivated? So we're working on some different things with that. You know, just the other day we released our third quarter honor roll, and had a great amount of kids on that. So it's awesome to see our kids. We do really well academically down here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to do things to put a spotlight on that. All too often, we focus our spotlights on athletics, and it's like, you know what? We got academic kids that are really, really doing a great job. We have kids in our other programs, music and FFA and all these things that we're doing, and we need to really recognize those things more. So,
absolutely.
So we're going to make an effort, a true effort to make some changes and make sure that we continue to do those things moving forward. And then really the other stuff in my report, I'm going to wait to talk about because it's down there in that new business. So,
okie doke. So that kind of covers the superintendent and secondary principal report, elementary principal report.
You bet. You know, we don't want to thank, and this was with elementary, Mr. Erickson worked with Dakota Western Bank and Cody up there during our parent-teacher conferences. And we want to thank Dakota Western Bank for coming in and doing that pancake and sausage supper for the community. It was awesome to see some people that haven't maybe had kids here for a long, long time. Some grandparents and just people from the community that you know, maybe moved back and never had kids here, but they're still part of our community that came in and they partook of that. It was awesome. So we thank Dakota Western Bank for that. Kindergarten registration was held on March 1st. It's looking like we're going to have 20 to 21 kids in kindergarten next year. So those are beautiful numbers to have. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the big thing coming up, man, is that math meet. Oh, math meet, March 31st. We're going to have like 300 and some kids on campus rocking out math. And our math teams have been preparing, working hard. So it's going to be a fun day. It's really going to be a fun day. So absolutely, we're looking forward to that.
Yep. Awesome. So that covers the elementary principal report. Athletic director report, anything from that?
You know, Mr. Kohler was kind of wrapping up how the winter season went. You know, we've started track and field. There's a lot of kids out for our 7th through 12th grade track and field program. I believe those numbers are mid-40s or even more than that.
Oh, wow.
Our elementary volleyball program, that started up, and they got great numbers in there. Our baseball practice is going to start next Monday. Talking with Coach Dix and Mr. Kohler, we're looking at like 22 kids out for baseball, so that's awesome. So it's just, you know, a lot of that is spring's here. Spring has sprung on the sports calendar.
Yep. Maybe not outside.
Yeah, not outside. But in Mr. Kohler's world, spring has sprung. Because of all the sports world. You know, and the other big thing is Mr. Kohler's working on getting some funding for that bleacher thing we talked about last time, right? Mm-hmm. School board still hasn't made any decisions on if they want to move forward with that. But Mr. Kohler, being the proactive person he is he's reaching out to some different individuals and businesses and asking if they'd be willing to sponsor that so we could move forward with that particular part of adapting those bleachers so we can get that scores table on the floor. So
awesome. Cool. So after that, we had committee reports, which underneath there, we have policy, finance, negotiations, strategic planning, and curriculum.
You bet.
What do we need to know from there?
So here's what we're going to do. So under these, the reports, under the new business, I'm gonna talk about the reports and some of the new business all at once because these committees move some things that were voted on or at least talked about. So under policy, what happened is the policy committee moved forward and brought forward one policy, GCBB. We already had that policy, and that deals with like report cards and things like that. And what we did is in new business, it was voted upon and approved for the first reading to change GCBB's language from the first way to communicate with quarterly reports to digital, rather than from paper to digital.
Okay.
So we're going to move to that platform because that's kind of where the 21st century is going. And then we also put in there wording that upon request, a paper copy can be picked up at the office.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So again, when we talk about report cards, quarterly reports, stuff like that. So it's a big thing to make sure as parents that you have your PowerSchool login and all that stuff taken care of. Okay. So that was the big thing that came out of the policy for changes. The other thing was, as we talked about policy FBB, and that is about our toilet independence with like preschool and kindergarten. We've had that policy for a long time. There was no set procedure. So what we did is we talked about the procedure. How do we make sure that these kids have toilet independence when they come to school?
Gotcha.
So we just talked about that, and that's something that would be put in the elementary and preschool handbook moving forward. Just the procedural part. We already had the policy.
Okay.
And that was it from policy. Finance committee, you know, the biggest thing with finance is we're looking at a lot of legislature things right now, and we're anticipating that the funding formula of schools is going to change. That's about all I can tell you right now, because it really depends on what happens at the legislature. So it's crossover. Crossovers, you know, by April 12th, those are supposed to be looked at in both houses. And then between April 12th and the end of the legislature, sometime in May there, they're supposed to hammer out the details and then vote and make, and if it's going to go to the governor's desk for signing and not. So that was finance. Negotiations, of course. There was some executive session later on because we're in open negotiations with the teaching staff right now. Strategic planning. Mother Nature's throwing us curveballs. I mean, yes, you're on there with me. You know, we were supposed to have that meeting just this last Wednesday, 4 to 6, before the school board meeting. It got canceled. The great state of North Dakota, everybody knows East River is typically different than West River weather-wise. And Dr. Schatz just really didn't feel comfortable trying to get from Fargo to here, yep, with some of the road conditions that they've been having out on the east side of the state. So right now we're looking at April 4th as our next scheduled meeting for strategic planning, and then we'll do quite a few meetings in April after that. So, awesome. And then curriculum, what we did, and this is on down in the new business, the curriculum committee, we made some changes with a class line in our graduation requirements. So it takes 23 credits to graduate from Henninger High School. Okay. Out of that mix, it was requiring one business computer class. What we did is we changed it from one business computer class, one credit, to one credit of financial literacy. Mm-hmm. We've been teaching financial literacy for the last 2 years. It's been a half a year class, a half a credit. Mm-hmm. There's enough material there to turn it into a whole year. As a district, we feel it's important enough to do that. So we wanted to make sure that that's a class that we put the emphasis on like that. From the state standpoint, you have to take at least 9 weeks of financial literacy. Here at Henninger, we're going to make it one credit. And then the reason you're asking, well, geez, what happened to the computers? Mm-hmm. Well, you know as well as I do, we've pushed typing in our computer program all the way down to the typing used to be junior high. Now yep. Typing's honestly is starting in third grade because yep. They have to be able to type in order to do some of these assessments we're doing. I mean, because the paper pencil's gone. Yep. So we've pushed all that down in the third and fourth grade in a way that's manageable for the kids and it suits them and it's adaptable, right, to their abilities and their age. And then by the time they get to junior high, we're doing Word, we're doing Microsoft, we're doing PowerPoint. So the things that you would have done as a freshman, we're already doing in junior high.
Yep. Absolutely. So
way to burn out a kid on computers, right? Yeah. When they get to high school, it's like, really, I got to do more of this again. And it's like, well, no, let's not do that. We're teaching them what we want to make sure they know. And let's give them just a whole different business elective to choose from. So
absolutely, and what a great opportunity for those kids to have, like, to have more financial knowledge.
Totally. So, you know, and there are some other things the curriculum committee is looking at, trying to provide some more guided study hall situations.
All right, so it is around 1 o'clock. We had to quick pause that last portion of that podcast. You know, we had to take a break for this and that and do some other things.
Take a break. We had a little bit of a park board meeting kind of a deal. So
So now we're going to finish the rest of this. So we finished with committee reports, the curriculum committee report. Now we're on to unfinished business. The Eng Tech update. Darren, where are we at with the Eng Tech update?
Eng Tech update. I really don't know what to tell you on that one, Joel. The reality of it is that the pool is moving forward. And it's kind of everybody else is bringing Eng Tech along with us. Instead of Eng Tech kind of being out in front, Eng Tech's kind of coming along with for the last bits of the ride. That's about as much of an update as I can give you for Eng Tech.
Sounds good. So that's Eng Tech updates. ESSER grants.
So ESSER money. So again, we've been kind of watching that, right? Mm-hmm. So the good news is in one chamber of our legislature, they have voted on a bill that would push back the reserve dates that we've kind of talked about before to the year 2027, which is nice because it allows us to sit on that money and make some good decisions that are going to make a positive impact for years to come rather than being forced to spend money by a sooner deadline that maybe would create some wasteful spending, right? Or I wouldn't say wasteful spending. There's so many things in this district that we could be spending money on. But the reality of it is right now we do have some money that we're not typically going to have, and once it's gone, we won't have it again. So we really want to make sure it's being used in places where it can impact kids for it would be nice to be able to say decades to come, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. So you're just, yep. It's nice that we're now having that extra time to use that yes. spending carefully.
Yep. And hopefully that'll also bring down some lower costs. You know, anyone that tried to do any kind of projects during the last 2 years, you know, the prices have been absolutely crazy. So hopefully it'll give us an opportunity to bring in some of these expenditures at a lower cost as the market, I hope, would start to come back into more realistic terms. But,
gotcha.
So, you know, if I could guess that, I'd be making millions as a stockbroker or financial planner. So.
Gotcha.
So the bleachers, that's a carryover from last time. And again, that kind of goes back to that report from the AD report when I talked about Mr. Kohler today, mm-hmm. working on trying to find some sponsors to help put money forward to renovate the bleachers so we have an updated look and a more easily accessible scores table on the north side of the gym. So,
gotcha. So he's just kind of making some progress on that.
He is, yeah. So if you're out there and you're like, okay, you know, maybe you have an interest in the gymnasium, mm-hmm. you have an interest in the types of activities we do in there, I would encourage you to reach out, call the school. You can talk to myself, Mr. Kohler. You can talk with Mr. Erickson. Of course, the board members are well aware of the options that we're looking at doing there. So don't be afraid to reach out and just say, hey, I'm a little curious about the bleachers and you know, how can I help? You know, so it would just give us a much more updated look. It would actually create a platform moving forward with that new scores table where we could also do some sponsorships on there as well yep. in an updated way, which would hopefully help generate some revenue for the athletic programs.
Yep.
You know, and depending on that, the more we can generate through those avenues, maybe then we can lower some of the pressures from current ways we generate revenue for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Awesome. So then moving on to the last section here, which is just new business. And there's actually, you guys have quite a bit here. Superintendent evaluation. Let's start with that one.
So twice a year I get to go through an evaluation. So of course all staff is evaluated. Teachers within their first 2 years of a district's employment receive two evaluations a year at a minimum. And then after that, there is, according to state's entry code, one evaluation that has to take place at a minimum. And then for superintendents, there's two a year. So this was my second evaluation this year, where the school board ranks me on some different qualifying indicators that deal with the job description of a superintendent. So
gotcha. So there's like just a series of qualifying indicators yep. that are set at the beginning of the year, and then we touch on them twice a year to say like, all right, well, here's where we fall and so
yep.
on and so forth.
Yep. Gotcha. Yep. So it's the formal process of doing that. Of course, we're constantly giving each other feedback throughout the year, just like I do with you guys as yep. teachers. It's like, you know, we formally sit down and put it on paper according to that schedule like I just mentioned. But there's constant feedback going back and time to reflect and say, hey, are you sure? You know, and not just to reflect on like the negative stuff, but to reflect on the positive stuff and say, hey, that really worked well. So how are we going to make sure that that happens again the next time?
Gotcha.
You know, so a lot of times, anytime you hear about a evaluation, I think sometimes it's probably human nature to take it to a negative right away. Mm-hmm. But it's just an opportunity for growth. And even when you're doing things well, you can still grow. So,
yep, absolutely. All right, so that's the superintendent evaluation, and you already talked about earlier in this episode about the policy GCBB, the FBB, and the FBBAR. So that leaves us with the park board agreement.
Yeah, so that kind of comes down to the park board agreement. So that was an opportunity that night. To be honest with you, the last time that the park board and the school district sat down was and looked at the agreements on using each other's facilities and stuff like that was 2006. To think that document guided that for as long as it did and was successful as it was, wow. Today, Friday, two representatives from the board and two representatives from the park board sat down, and they're just taking a look at it and saying, okay, right now in the year 2023, what part of those agreements still are needed, right? Or we're even still even using them. Mm-hmm. And then are there any things coming in the foreseeable future, that we need to talk about and have on an agreement, because the boards change, the leadership changes. So, it's one of those things to where you want that written down so there's a seamless carryover, hopefully, as board members change or administration changes, whether it's with the park board or the Henniger Public School.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, now that we've kind of finished that out, this, you know, that alert that you probably just heard a second ago is a great reminder of how turbulent the last few, I want to say month of weather we've had here that's been impacting the school. And, you know, maybe Darren, you want to touch on that. I think it's just a nice kind reminder because today we just got an alert that we're leaving, out of town kids are leaving at 2 and in town kids are going home at 2:30.
So maybe
you want to talk about it.
So this has been a traditional, finally, right? Oh, it's a traditional North Dakota winter, you know, and tradition, maybe this emulates probably the type of winter we had 25 years ago. It's one of those deals to where we're constantly keeping an eye on it, you know, whether it's kids that might be traveling into poor weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the Dakotas, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You're born and raised here. You understand that there's a certain time of the year you're gonna have your winter gear in the car. Mm-hmm. We approach it the same way here at the school and say, okay, whether we're sending kids to a location for an event, we're always looking at what's the weather that they're going to be heading into. Because mm-hmm. it could be gorgeous here on our little island of Hedinger, mm-hmm. and 3 miles out of town, it's a raging storm of some sort. And I think today is kind of what we're finding. You look out my office windows and the sun is shining. It's a beautiful St. Patrick's Day. It's like, all right, luck of the Irish, here we go. And it's like, no, not really. The winds are really howling and the highways are getting sticky with slush and snow's blowing in on the country roads. And we had a bus get stuck this morning. Again, it's one of those deals to where here you and I are talking, and before we came in here, I had Mr. Erickson make a few phone calls. I was on the phone, God bless him, with Josh Anderson with the county. He's been great to work with out there and constantly, I mean, there's times we're talking at 3 a.m. in the morning about road conditions. And, you know, it's great to have the help we have here. I can put Mr. Erickson on some phone calls and say, hey, you know, this is where I'm looking. If the bus drivers feel the same way, then let's move forward with it. So, you know, yeah, today's a situation where here we are making some changes. And
oh yeah, absolutely. And we've been doing. I personally feel a really good job of trying to hang on as best we can, because I know during the blizzard that we had in December, that cut us a week. You know, that, mm-hmm. that robbed us of a yeah. lot of our hours. But yet we're still trying to keep things yeah. you know, going, so that way we're not adding extra days. So
it is. It's like we have an educational goal that we want to reach, right? I mean, we want to make sure we're doing our due diligence as much as possible. The problem is traditionally where we live, of course, it's going to be the winters that always throw in the snag, mm-hmm. and it's nice to wear, oh, great, the school's out, it's 3:23, we met our educational goals. Well, then we're sitting here on pins and needles until we got the buses back, because it's like, we have kids that are, you know, the buses aren't getting back home till 5:30, you know, and it's the same thing in the morning. It's like sometimes sending bus drivers out into the dark when you don't know what the roads are like, it's you're setting them up for failure.
Yeah.
And that failure could be catastrophic. More than just getting stuck. I mean, in the back of my mind, I've been here long enough where I remember, you know, I was here when the bus accident took place up by New England. So those things always have an impact, even though it was years and years ago. Those things are in your mind with every decision we make. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we're all not only responsible for the educational needs of the kids, but the safety of the kids to get back home after the day is done and to get to school in the morning. So hence the reason why we have late starts and why we have no school days and sometimes early releases like today. So
absolutely. Just making those decisions what's best for the kids.
Yep.
So when you heard that alert, that's a lot of what that was about. So so just kind of finishing things up, we only got 3 more items left.
Yep.
Behavioral health specialist.
So this is something, I'm proud of the discussions that have taken place with this. So this is a possible position that Henniger School District and 2 other school districts have been working on for over a year. The school districts, the 3 school districts, recognize the importance of mental health and recognize that public schools are not fully equipped to handle that. That doesn't mean that we don't have people who care. We have teachers that care. And again, it just comes down to, do we have the personnel, enough of the personnel, to serve that need on a consistent basis, or at least a more consistent basis. So this is a discussion that we've been having for over the last year and a half. I presented some material to the board as an informational seeking opportunity for them to kind of roll it around in their heads. I think everybody agrees the more mental health help that we can provide, the better. The bad thing is, and the reality of life is this, you can see you have a need for something, then you have to figure out how can we pay for it. We are in negotiations right now, of course, so that poses questions, and it also, we're at a legislative session, and that poses questions that we don't know the answers to right now. So not only do we see we have a need for to help with mental health, but we also have educational goals we'd like to do as well. We'd like to, at a minimum, sustain our educational opportunities we have. And if at all possible, provide growth in areas where the kids have an interest. And sometimes you can't meet all of those things at the same time because the financial support isn't there. Mm-hmm. Every other piece of support can be there, but sometimes that financial support's not there. So we are just continuing the conversations on a more formal, not to overuse that word today, mm-hmm. on a more formal level where I'm turning this information over to the board to get their feedback to see if we want to continue with that or if they want to look at a different route. But again, I absolutely love the fact that these three school districts have taken it upon their shoulders to say, you know what, we're not going to get any help from the state, so we're going to do it ourselves. And that's something to be proud of because that means these school districts really, really do care. No promises that we'll get there,
but you guys are taking the time.
But well, we're exactly. I mean, we're trying to get there, mm-hmm. And hopefully we can get it done in one way or the other. So,
great. And then last two graduation requirements. Let's go over that, guys.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's kind of like we talked about earlier. That's where we just changed. We changed the one business computer credit to a one financial literature credit that we talked about earlier. And it's hard. I get it. I mean, here we are. We started this podcast this morning at, what, 8:30?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And now it's
1:15, yeah. 1 whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hold on. Did we talk about that or didn't we? Yeah, we talked about that.
A little bit of backtracking.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Awesome. And then the executive session with legal authority of NDCC 440419 negotiation strategy.
You bet. So again, that's, like I said last time, we are in negotiations. So that's going to be on every one of these. So that way the school board negotiators can use that to share negotiation items with the board. Yeah. And that's all they're talking about is negotiation items that have been brought forward based upon the negotiations with the teachers.
And then you have a couple penciled in here, open enrollment and polling location.
Yeah. So again, open enrollment, it's one of those deals to where it's a, you know, a lot of people hear about open enrollment. And this is that time of the year where you start to see some of those things, but a lot of times it pops up too because of movements, you know, people, maybe changing residential locations and things like that. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, when you have a change like that, where maybe you've moved. And it's hard because you can't necessarily go on county lines because county lines don't necessarily distinguish what school district lines are. So sometimes it's like that house you've always wanted opens up and you have an opportunity to purchase it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ooh, but now we're in another school district. So you know, that's an example of when, well, I want to keep my kids where we were. Mm-hmm. So then you got to do an open enrollment form. So it just comes before the board and the board either, yep, well, we agree to let this... these students or whoever enroll, so on and so forth. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Just part of the process.
Yeah, part of the procedural.
And then that polling location, what's that?
Well, polling location. So, of course, we have the elections coming up in June. So because of it being a off year, where typically we would have, like, I think one county location, like at the courthouse, mm-hmm. for all of the elections, right? So we'll have the polling location for the school board elections that are in June, I think June 6th, June 7th, something like that. that location will be here at the school. And of course, you can get a mail-in ballot.
Okay.
So all that information will be in the newspaper, and I'm sure Mrs. Ebert will put it on Facebook as well. So it's just designating. Again, it's a procedural thing. You have to designate the polling location and the times that polling location will be open.
Just making sure those things
yep.
are covered.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that pretty much covers it for the March 15th, 2023 school board meeting summary and review. Our next regular school board meeting is going to be April 19th, 2023 at 6 p.m. here at the school. And Darren, I want to thank you again for coming in and spending some time and kind of reviewing over this and
you bet.
Getting all this information.
You know, just one last thing I do want to say with these, with the intent of these quick podcast is to share some information. It's just one more way to get information out there. We'll continue to try to do things with Nolan down at TTO. Sometimes it just doesn't work in as quick a fashion as this because we're able to do this here in school. Mm-hmm. But the intent of this is not to take the place of the opportunity to come to a school board meeting. You know, our school board meetings are open to the public. And I say that because this, you know, like, well, if you have questions on anything we discussed during these podcasts, please call the school. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that should be your first call anyway, rather than going to a board member or something like that. Call the school, and then that way we can get you, if you have particular information that deals with another entity of the building, whether it's or the campus or the staff, whether it's an athletic question that Mr. Kohler is more apt and needs to answer, we can get you to that. Rather than asking this person who then has to ask this person who has to ask this, you know, it almost turns into the telephone game. Yeah. It's best to go directly to the person in charge of that department if it's a department question. Things of that nature. So this intent is not to have you call school board members for everything because, again, these are things that people are hired to do. And ultimately, those are the people that you should be calling and asking the questions of. So it's just a reminder, if you have questions during this, please call or stop in. If you're going to stop in, it's always better to call ahead of time, though, because we do have schedules and we are running all amok. And I you know, sometimes I don't like not being able to meet with people, but when there's other meetings and there's other things I need to do, or Mr. Erickson or Mr. Kohler or yourself, prior engagements that are part of our job, it's hard to continually drop those too. So again, call and please, and feel free to set up a time to meet with us.
And honestly, the better advantage of that too is giving you a notification ahead of time. You're going to be able to have more headspace and you're going to be able to give your best self to that person.
Correct.
Questions. Yep. And be able to be there completely Correct. For them and have time dedicated yep. for them instead of trying to slip it in. That way you can attend to whatever issue or question
yep.
100%.
Well, that's just it. If you're going to take time out of your day to come up here and spend some time with us to talk about the school, I want to be able to give you some answers. And if I don't know why you're coming, my answer might be, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. So that means you may have to come back again. And to be honest with you, I have found in moments of those types of situations that I didn't know that were coming, that's going to be my answer, because I'm not going to answer things necessarily spur of the moment that I'm not 100% sure of. So,
yeah,
you know, so again, like you said, it's always nice to set that up and, you know, give an idea of what are we going to be talking about.
Absolutely. So that way we can take care of issues
yep.
and we can take care of concerns and
yep.
and address things if needed.
Totally.
So.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
so, and like I say, always if there's ideas you have out there, anyone listening in the community, you know, if you don't have to have a kid in school to care about our school, right?
Absolutely.
So if you got ideas on things and something we talk about sparks some imagination in you, mm-hmm. reach out. And that's ultimately one of the biggest things that I want to try to accomplish is the community being involved in our school. And it's not just parents. Community. It is the Hettinger community Absolutely. That needs to be involved. And I mean, we got the mini chamber thing tonight going on, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be nice. I mean, if people have ideas, they can share that. We got the Waddington brothers coming in and doing a concert tonight. So again, if there's things that we can do to help your organization, let us know, because if we can, we're going to try.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or if there's things that you know, you feel you can do to help us and what we're trying to do up here with educating the kids and provide safety for the kids and that, by all means, let us know. Because you may be thinking of something that we didn't even realize was a possibility. So
absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Darren. And I want to thank you for coming down here and sharing all that with us. Also, to the listener, thanks for tuning in to Hawk Talk. You can listen to Hawk Talk anywhere you listen to your podcasts, and have a great day.